Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Apoorva Mandhani, assistant editor at the Print, and in today's podcast, I shall tell you about the AppTech controversy that has surrounded the Jammu and Kashmir Services Selection Board. Now, earlier this week, the Jammu and Kashmir administration postponed its controversial Services Selection Board recruitment tests, a development that came on the back of massive protests that saw the likes of former Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah participate. Led by aspirants, the protests are against the administration's decision to rope in what they called a blacklisted firm, AppTech, to help conduct the examination. AppTech Limited is a vocational training services provider headquartered in Mumbai. Now, the JKSSB's move to postpone the tests, which was scheduled to begin on Thursday, also comes at a time when the protesters have taken the battle to the Supreme Court. They did so after a division bench of the Jammu and Kashmir High Court set aside an earlier order of a single judge bench quashing the examination. In their petition before the Supreme Court, protesters argue that AppTech, the company that has been given the tender to conduct the examination, has been blacklisted in the past for irregularities. The petitioners also allege that the JKSSB arbitrarily changed the criteria of the tender notice to enable the company to participate in the bidding process. Lawyers involved in the case told the Print that this petition before the Supreme Court will come up on 20th March. Now, in response to the allegations, Rajesh Sharma, who's the chairman of the JKSSB, had last week defended the board's decision to hire AppTech. Sharma was quoted as saying, and I quote, "The company was blacklisted. It's not blacklisted now. It was blacklisted for 3 years in 2019 and the blacklisting period ended in 2022. So legally, we had no reason not to hire the agency," unquote. Now, here is a breakdown of what this controversy is all about and what the courts have said about this. In their petition before the Supreme Court, the aspirants have cited at least 5 other instances of irregularities allegedly involving AppTech. According to the petitioners, in 2016, AppTech was hired by the Uttar Pradesh Jal Nigam for conducting recruitment tests for 1,300 posts. Of these, the Yogi government in 2020 cancelled appointments for 1,188 posts of junior engineers and clerks after a special investigation team found several irregularities in appointments. A special investigation team probing the alleged irregularities has named AppTech in connection with the case. The petition cites another such instance when in 2018, the Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation Limited, UPPCL, hired AppTech for a recruitment exam for junior engineers. However, the exam was invalidated the same year after the UP Special Task Force set up for the purpose allegedly found irregularities in the online recruitment exams. It was after this that AppTech was blacklisted for 3 years from May 2019 to May 2022. In February 2021, the Delhi High Court had also imposed a fine of Rs. 10 lakhs on AppTech. The action came on the back of AppTech's petition challenging its disqualification in a tender issued by the Directorate of General of Training, DGT, for selection of service providers to conduct end-to-end computer-based tests under its various schemes. In its order, the High Court had noted, and I quote, "Organizations resorting to or permitting malpractice at an institutional level should be kept at bay by bodies conducting public examination, and such conduct ought not to be condoned," unquote. According to the petition in the Supreme Court, the JKSSB issued an e-tender notice on 5th September 2022 for engaging an agency for a year to conduct computer-based tests for it. A clause in this tender notice, according to the petitioner, said that the agency must submit an affidavit certifying that it is not blacklisted by any government departments, agency, ministries, or PSUs. According to the petitioners, AppTech didn't fulfill this criteria, and with a view to award a contract in favor of AppTech, the board modified its notice on 14 September 2022. This modified criteria, according to the petition, required applicants to submit an affidavit declaring, and I quote, that the firm or agency is not involved in any ongoing investigation by any investigating agency related to conduct of CBT exams. Further, firm or agency is not blacklisted or debarred by any government body, government institution, board, PSU of the country as on date," unquote. On 28th November 2022, several aspirants then approached the Jammu and Kashmir High Court demanding a direction restraining the board from conducting the exam through AppTech. On 8th December, Justice Wasim Sadiq Nargal of Jammu and Kashmir High Court had ruled in favor of the aspirants. In his order, he had said that the functioning of Jammu and Kashmir Service Selection board does not inspire confidence in holding public examinations, and that it has become incumbent on all stakeholders to review the functioning of the board. The court found the decision to award the contract to Aptech malified, and stating that the change of the condition in the tender was intended to favor Aptech, quashed the contract. According to the order, Junior Engineer Civil, Jal Shakti Department and Sub-Inspector Home Department exams that had already been conducted through Aptech stood cancelled at whatever stage they are on. The court also directed the government to constitute a high-level committee headed by a retired High Court judge to inquire into the conduct of the Jammu and Kashmir Service Selection Board for their brazen irregularities and illegalities in changing the terms and conditions of the tender, and to probe its decision to award the contract to Aptech. However, on 9 December, that is only a day later, a division bench of the High Court stayed the single bench order. The board, the bench said, will proceed with the selection process for various boards, but it restrained the board from declaring the results till further orders. Then on 10th March, the division bench sent the case back to the single judge bench to decide afresh, and that in the meanwhile, its interim order passed remained in force. This allowed the JKSSB to proceed with the recruitment of junior engineers, Jal Shakti Department and sub-inspectors, Home Department. On 13th March, aspirants then moved the Supreme Court against the High Court order, specifically challenging the part of the ruling that allowed the board to proceed with the recruitment. That's all I have for you for now. This is Apurva Mandhani, assistant editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.